God. Yeah. And not just what man says. Because we belong to the, we used to go to the churches there, and so we started reading God's word, and we find out they're not teaching what it says, and they're doing what it says not to.
You pick up, you pick what you think goes closest to God's word.
Well, actually, I don't know if you know this or not. If you want to talk about it, I'm happy to talk about it, because that's what we're here for. In Peter, it says that there's no private interpretation. It all comes through the Holy Spirit. What church is it that you go to?
A Friendship Baptist Church.
A Baptist church. Oh, okay. Have they taught you the biblical gospel that's on there about repenting?
Oh, yes.
Have they taught you what repentance is? It's a turning of your mind?
Before I went to church, my parents brought me up in the Lord.
Okay, but have you been born again? That's where I was going to go with on this.
Yes,
oh, you have? Okay, because a lot of people don't even know what that is.
Two churches. I'm a charter member of two churches, but that doesn't count. What counts is my relationship with the Lord.
Right. Can I help you with that relationship thing? It's actually a blood covenant, and you probably know that, but a lot of people use that word relationship today. It's actually a blood covenant. He shed his blood for us. He's God. We're man, and we're below him. A relationship is kind of like
it is wonderful. It is wonderful to think that someone would give their life for you.
Oh, it is. Jesus said, yeah, no greater gift than a man give his life, yeah, for somebody else. And he did. And so then we're out here to encourage people to give their entire lives to him. A lot of people like to hang on to a lot of their things. Like on this card, the Baptists, I don't know about yours, but almost everyone that we've met, they practice pagan things like Christmas and Easter. I don't know if you know that those have pagan roots, and the Lord says that we're not supposed to practice pagan ways.
When I think of Easter, I think of the risen Savior.
Okay, yeah, yep, I understand that. But here, can I help you with something else to test you? Because you probably have time to think. Think about this. Good Friday. Almost every church practices Good Friday. But Jesus said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights. That equals 72 hours. You can't get that from what the modern churches practice. Friday to Sunday? Here, let me help you out. Test this out. He died on a Wednesday and he rose on Saturday because he was the Sabbath. And we're not Saturday keepers. We don't belong to any organization. We left all that. We just strictly follow the Word of God and we help point people to go deeper. So think about that. Jesus isn't a liar, right? He said just like Jonah was in the whale of the belly 3 days and three nights, he was going to be in the earth. And the churches teach that he died on Friday, but that's a lie. That's not true.
I trust the Holy Spirit to guide me in my thoughts.
Right, but test that. Because here, you know what? I love your soul. And that's why we're out here. We give our life to do this, to encourage people. Good Friday is a lie. That's just one lie. The Bible says in Revelation that if you love and practice one lie, Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says you'll be left outside the gates. One lie. Ananias and Sapphira, you probably know that. They died because of one lie.
Transformed. I'm trusting God to help me. I ask Him to help me understand what I need to understand about it, and then He'll take care of the rest.
Right. So you read the Bible, you obey it, and He will help you if you have a willing heart to lose everything for Him. Yep, exactly. And that's what we need to do. But you need to test that Baptist faith, because I can tell they're already practicing some lies. There's more on there. They don't teach women how to be godly women. They don't teach men how to be godly men. There's many, many lies. The pastor's teaching the tithe is not for today, though. That's another lie. And one man in the pulpit, do you know what the New Testament body is supposed to be like? This is beautiful. It's not going to a big building that costs a lot of money and one man telling everybody what to do. It's a family. All the men are to share what the Lord has given them, not just one. All of them are. And they met house to house. They shared their things with each other. Isn't that beautiful? That's how it's supposed to be. But you know what man did? Man recreated the temple system for power and fame and money. It's like a business. You give them their money and they pay for the utilities. I'm sorry?
God provided what we will need if we use it right.
That's exactly right. And man likes to take what God has provided and build other things. So I'm just sharing a bunch of things. I want you to ponder all that. Don't believe me. Test it to the Word of God. Because I would not want anybody to just believe what we say, because that's wrong. We're supposed to test it all to the Word of God, right? Everything. Matthew 4:4 says, live by every word out of the mouth of God. Right? That's what we want to do.
I'm praying for you and people you talk to say they will be accepting of what God wants them to believe.
Well, God wants everybody to believe the truth.